This is Fresh Air. The top prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival went to the French film Anatomy of a Fall, directed and co-written by Justine Triet. The movie, which opens in theaters this week, is a murder mystery and courtroom drama starring German actor Sandra Hüller as a writer accused of killing her husband. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
One reason Sandra Hüller is one of the best actors working today is that, unlike many performers, she doesn't seem to care if you like her characters or not. Whether she's playing a tightly wound corporate climber in the brilliant comedy Toni Erdmann, or a Nazi commandant's wife in the upcoming drama The Zone of Interest, you never once catch her pleading for the audience's sympathy. That fearlessness is partly what makes her so compelling to watch in Anatomy of a Fall, the absorbingly intricate psychological thriller that won the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year. Hüller plays a successful German-born writer, also named Sandra, who finds herself on trial for her husband's murder. The movie begins at a chalet in the French Alps, where Sandra and her French husband, Samuel, live with their 11-year-old son, Daniel. Things are tense between Sandra and Samuel, as we can sense from the way he blasts his music while she's being interviewed by a journalist. The interview gets cut short, and the journalist leaves. Sometime later, Samuel is found dead outside in the snow, bleeding heavily from a head wound. Did he fall or jump from one of the chalet's upper stories? Or was he pushed? The director Justine Triet, who wrote the script with Arthur Harari, never reveals the answer. The story is full of intriguing forensic details. Samuel's fatal fall is diagrammed from every possible angle, and every spatter of blood is analyzed obsessively. But ultimately, Triet is less interested in explaining who done it, or if anyone done it, than in conducting an autopsy on Sandra and Samuel's marriage. When Sandra is tried for Samuel's murder, the history of their troubled relationship comes to light. We learn that Samuel never forgave himself for his role in the accident years ago that left Danielle severely visually impaired. That took an obvious toll on the couple. At one point, Samuel's therapist takes the stand and testifies that Samuel had described his wife as cold and controlling. But Sandra pushes back against this assessment, addressing the court in English, since she isn't fluent enough in French.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. But, I don't know, you come here, okay, with your maybe your opinion, and you tell me who Samuel was and what we were going through. But what you say is just, it is just a little part of the whole situation, you know. I mean, sometimes a couple is kind of a chaos, and everybody is lost, no? And sometimes we fight together, and sometimes we fight alone, and sometimes we fight against each other. That happens. And I think it's possible that Samuel needed to see things the way you described them, but if I'd been seeing a therapist, he could stand here too and say very ugly things about Samuel, but would those things be true?
I don't know how accurate Anatomy of a Fall is in its portrayal of the French legal system. But here, as in last year's excellent courtroom drama Saint-Omer, it appears to be an extremely different system from ours, more tolerant of extended discussion. At one point, in a scene that even the movie seems to find hilarious, the overly aggressive prosecutor starts mining Sandra's own books for evidence, briefly turning a criminal trial into a literary debate. Still, Sandra's career is hardly incidental to the case. Samuel was also a writer, but a much less accomplished one than Sandra, which may have made him jealous. Could Samuel have killed himself in despair? That's the possibility put forth to the court by Sandra's attorney, well played by Swan Arlo, who doesn't seem entirely convinced of his client's innocence. Danielle, piercingly played by Milo Machado Granet, also doesn't know what to believe, as he's torn apart by the loss of his dad, and possibly the loss of his mom. The movie's emotional centerpiece is a stunningly written and acted flashback to a furious marital argument that took place shortly before Samuel's death. One of those knockdown, drag-out fights where every source of tension and resentment gets dragged to the surface. They clash over their finances, their differing approaches to parenting, their unsatisfying sex life, and Sandra's past infidelity. Sandra expresses her frustration at the many sacrifices she's quietly made, including agreeing to live in France. Anatomy of a Fall persuasively suggests that every marriage is ultimately something of a mystery. The fact that Samuel is no longer alive to defend himself makes it even harder to determine who here is telling the truth. Even so, I couldn't help but gravitate towards Sandra's side. There's something refreshing about the cool pragmatism she shows in the face of Samuel's insecurity, the way she refuses to shortchange her career or coddle her husband for his failures. I left admiring Sandra's steely resolve, while still wondering if that resolve might have led her to do the unthinkable.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film, Anatomy of a Fall. On Monday's show, Lawrence Wright, best known for best-selling books about Al-Qaeda and Scientology. His new novel takes on the colorful world of Texas politics. It's about a naive rancher who lucks into a seat in the state legislature, where he meets lobbyists, influence peddlers, conspiracy mongers, and power brokers. The book is Mr. Texas. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hirschfeld, and Charlie Kyer. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. I'm Tanya Mosley. Wasn't the one that you gave to me.